Shalom, family. Shalom. I know that it has been a long time. And if you are still around, I'm so grateful. If you're hearing this podcast for the first time, I ask if you would go back and listen to the older podcast just so that you can see all that has taken place on my journey, you know, in my life. It's a lot. And but I'm so grateful to Yahuwah, God of the Bible. I'm so grateful. And as I was going through my prayers, because if you know anything about me or if you're familiar with my podcast, I'd love to pray. And I also write them down. And so I was going through one, and this was July 10th, 2017. And I wanted to share this with you. It reads, Yahuwah Creator, a wonderful Yahuwah who created the heavens and the earth. We glorify your name, not just by words, but also by deeds. Let our trust be in you because you created us. The Most High Yah, we come before you asking that you redeem the time that we gave away, the time that the enemy stole. We pray that you give us wisdom to understand the times that are before us. Elohim, you said this is that there is a timing for everything. Let us be obedient to obey your timing for our lives. May our faith in this time expand if we are ahead of your timing out of disobedience, O Yah. May we slow down and wait and prepare for when you say go. If we are behind your timing due to procrastination, insecurity, finances, vain things of this world, may we have faith that you will catapult us in the right time. May we not be busy in the time of rest and resting in the time of busyness that serves you, but let us not miss the current outpouring of your Ruach HaKodesh. Let us not in this time only see and hear naturally, but give us eyes and ears to see spiritually. We surrender our will to you, Yahuwah. Let your will in this time happen. Let us not perish for a lack of knowledge. In this time and forever, may we draw near to you in prayer and in your word. May you give us full understanding and acknowledging your word and our part in your obedience. Let not a lying tongue be in our mouths. Let not that ruah of deceit or hate be in us, O Father Yah. May we not follow or obey any man that is in falsehood. May we not obey any woman that deems to deceive us, O Father Yah. But let us understand that it is you and you alone who can give us eyes to see and ears to hear, and you have already given us all that we need. May we no longer walk and have a stiff neck. May we no longer choose to disobey you, but may we cry out to you with our pain. Whatever it is that we are going through right now, O Yahuwah, may we come near to you. We thank you, Yahusha Mashiach, that you are sitting on the right-hand side of the Father, and you are interceding on our behalf. We are not worthy, but we are grateful. Let us put away the old man. Let us bury him so that this new man that rises up in us, that we accept it, oh yeah. May we count the cost and let all things that are against you go. For we understand that you are not a man that you should lie. When you return, or when you visit us, may we be found doing righteously. Let us be righteous because you are righteous. And let those who are wicked, O Father Yah, may they repent, or may your judgment be exactly what you have called it to be. Yahuwah, we thank you. We thank you. May we put down our personal agendas at this time and pick up your holy kingdom agenda. May we soar like eagles in righteousness, because there is no one like you, O Yah. May we understand that your word tells us that we are to be as gentle as doves and wise as serpents. Give us patience where we lack it. Father Yah, you said if any man lacks wisdom, may they ask and you will give it. There's so many of us lacking wisdom, O Yah. We ask you now, O Yahuwah, to let your Ruah, your spirit of Yahuwah, of wisdom, fall upon us. May we wake up, no more sleeping in slumber. May us be like the five virgins that were ready with their oil and their lamp. For they did not know when the bridegroom was coming, but they knew to be prepared. Give us a mind and a heart of preparedness, O Father Yah. Without you, we are broken. Without you, we are desolate. Without you, we are walking dead. But with you, O Yah, we have everything we need. And let our faith be in you. We glorify your name, O Yah, but let it be in spirit and in truth. Let it be in our deeds. Let us learn how to apply what we say we believe in real life. It's in the name of your Son, Yahushua Mashiach, Jesus of the Bible, that we say hallelujah, hallelujah. I pray that you enjoyed this prayer, and I ask that you would go back and, you know, share it with others, but more so listen to it and look for those scriptures, or even search your heart to where you may see that you fall short. And even though this prayer was written over 4 years ago, I still see lines and spaces and things where my heart is still not obedient. And I have to reckon with that. I have to ask Yahuwah to help me to deal with that disobedience and just to kill it. You see, so often we are giving a fluffed up Christianity that teaches and tells us that you just ask for forgiveness and you're forgiven. No, he said repent. Repent means that we do it no more. Repent means that it is done. But we also have to suffer. When you read in Romans, it tells us about suffering, how Mashiach, Jesus of the Bible, suffered. And if you're wondering, why does she keep saying Yahuwah? Because that is Yahuwah's name, right? That is God of the Bible. For those of you who are wondering, what does that mean? But you see, there's a God that rules this earth, and it is not the God of the Bible. So you have people that are crying out for peace and peace right now. But Yahuwah said there will be no peace. There will be no peace. He said he did not come to bring peace but a sword, even in your own homes. Okay? There will be no peace. So I want you to understand, and I want you to begin to, don't worry about titles and, you know, what other people have to say, but where's your heart? Where's your mind? Where are your words? Where are your actions? Right now, if Yahushua was to visit, Yahuwah was to visit with the judgment, what would your judgment be? So I pray that you think of that. And I just thank you for listening. Signed, sealed, and delivered. I am the King's daughter, Anicia Blue. Be blessed.